With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The best comment on last November's election came from that perennial politician, Senator Ted Kennedy. He said, "People want to know who's on their side." The biggest block of swing voters includes people variously called blue-collar workers, skilled workers, or Reagan Democrats. President Ronald Reagan's victories absolutely depended on their support. But Presidents Bush 1 and 2 kicked them away from the Republican Party, particularly on the issue of jobs. I hope the 2006 election taught Republicans that it is smart to be friends of the middle class. Jobs will surely be the number one issue in 2008. Ohio has lost its manufacturing base. Some of the good jobs went to plants that were outsourced overseas, and some disappeared as cheap Chinese goods from Walmart replaced small businesses and left behind towns with empty streets and boarded up windows. Incumbent Republican Senator Mike DeWine was badly defeated by Democrat Sherrod Brown, whose campaign ads showed him standing in front of a sign that said, "Plant closed." Almost every one of the Republican members of Congress who bit the dust in the 2006 election had been an enthusiastic booster of the globalist agenda, NAFTA, CAFTA, the World Trade Organization, Fast Track, permanent normal trading relations, and free trade agreements with countries most Americans never heard of. The United States has lost over 3 million manufacturing jobs since George Bush became president. The middle class is not placated by feel-good talk that the stock market has climbed to a record high, or that unemployment is at a record low, or by glib slogans that free trade is good for the economy, or protectionism is a nasty word. There is no such thing as a free lunch. And yes, indeed, we do expect friends in government and industry to protect American jobs against unfair competition from foreigners who work for 30 cents an hour.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Do you believe corporations should be allowed to lay off American citizens and replace them with foreign workers at half the pay? Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for free information on what's happening to American jobs. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust attack. just war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says, if voting could really change things, it would be illegal. Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Today is a national holiday. We call it Memorial Day. Back when I was a little guy, they called it Decoration Day. But nevertheless, it's a day that we honor the war veterans that have deceased. And I have with me today Bill Federer. Bill Federer is better known for his American Minute, which is heard on many radio stations around the country. And, Bill, it's good to have you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Derry, great to be with you.
Why don't you give us a little background? Because, you know, like I said, I guess maybe people called this day Memorial Day back 70 years ago, but I remembered it as Decoration Day.
Well, you're exactly right. It was called Decoration Day up until World War One.
Now, that was even before I came to this country.
Well, it started after the Civil War. Actually, at the end of the Civil War, ladies in the Deep South would put flowers on the graves of the soldiers who had died in the Civil War, and became popular in the South that they called it Decoration Day. Different states chose different days. And then after the Civil War, it was General Logan who was in charge of the retired veterans. It was called the Grand Army of the Union. He instituted May 30th in 1868 as a day for the decorating of the graves of the fallen soldiers. And the South didn't want to use the Northern Day because it was still of the contention there. It became national in the North, and then after World War One is when the South began to celebrate Memorial Day because it also had, you know, Southern soldiers that fought in World War One, and then it was began to be changed from Decoration Day to Memorial Day, and every war since, including the Spanish-American War, World Wars One and Two, Korea, Vietnam, and the Desert Storm. Memorial Day is to remember those who have died. People say, what's the difference between that and Veterans Day? Well, veterans can be alive and dead, and Memorial Day is just those who have died. And you look at the number of people that died in the wars to preserve our freedoms in America. There's about 5,000 in the Revolutionary War. About 2,000 died in the War of 1812. In the Indian Wars, about 1,000. In the Mexican-American War, about 12,000 died or were wounded. The Civil War, about 500,000 on both sides. The Spanish-American War, about 3,000. That's where Teddy Roosevelt and the Rough Riders went down to Cuba. And that, again, is battle deaths and non-battle deaths. In other words,
charged up San Juan Hill.
Right, right. And he had the first volunteer cavalry. So it wasn't a draft. It was voluntary. And it was made up of polo riders, cowboys, and Indians. And Teddy Roosevelt brought them down there. Then we had World War One, when there was about, close to 100,000 deaths. About 4 million soldiers were mobilized in World War One. People forget that was a huge mobilization. That was the war to end all wars. Unfortunately, it didn't. Then we had probably about 400,000 die in World War Two, and there was 16 million soldiers mobilized. And then again, with about 400,000 die. Korean War, about 5 million men mobilized and about 50,000 deaths or casualties. The Vietnam War, 8 million mobilized with about 60,000 deaths in combat and out of combat. And then the Gulf War, so far, there's been about 2,000 deaths. So altogether, about 1 million soldiers have died in the defense of our country. And when you look at America and the freedoms we have in comparison to the rest of the world, we realize that we do have something unique here that's worth protecting. And so that's why we honor those who have given their lives to give us this great country.
You mentioned freedoms compared to the rest of the world, and this is probably another subject. We don't need to get off the subject of the Memorial Day holiday, but, you know, I've been around for 75 years now. The first couple, 3 years, I don't remember a lot. But I have seen us lose a lot of those freedoms that my grandparents and my parents took for granted.
Well, we really have. And, you know, you look at the, you know, taxation is one. And we fought the revolution partly because we didn't want the King of England putting arbitrary taxes on us. Then you look at the freedom of religion, where now they're wanting to pass hate crime legislation, which would actually take away a pastor's freedom to say what the Bible says about homosexuality and things like that. So we are seeing a gradual diminishing of these. I wrote a book called Backfired, A Nation Born for Religious Tolerance No Longer Tolerates Religion. But you're right, we see these things slipping out, and especially compared with the Muslim countries around the world, where they actually have laws that say that Christians and Jews cannot testify in court against a Muslim, that you can't, they call dhimmi status is what Christians and Jews are. They can't pray out loud. They can't ring their church bells. They can't, you know, share their faith publicly. And then you have the stoning of women for adultery. You have the chopping off of arms and legs. I had a friend recently visited a country in Africa that's Muslim, and he saw at the airport and all around these people with arms and legs missing. And sure enough, the violent Muslim group took over, and he said that they would ask him, "Do you want long sleeves or short sleeves?" And I said, "What do you mean by that?" He goes, "Well, they'd cut off the arm at the wrist or the elbow." So in America, we're just so used to having a civilized, you know, Judeo-Christian heritage that we don't realize that other countries in the world don't have that value system, and horrible things can happen.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097 or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Shipping and handling not included.
And we have returned. Today is Memorial Day. We are visiting today with Bill Federer, a great historian. Bill, you amaze me. We have visited several times in person as well as many times on the telephone, and you have even hosted our show a few times. But you speak without notes. You seem to know all these dates, all these people, all these places. How do you keep all of this in your little computerized mind?
Well, I think you just remember what you're interested in. My wife can remember by memory a recipe for lasagna.
Yeah, and I can remember hog prices back 50 years ago.
There you go.
So anyway, you've written several books that are as far as I'm concerned, they're excellent history books.
Well, I've done several. One is called American Minute, and it's a short little historical vignette for every day of the year. I also send it out free as a daily email, but I've compiled them into a book, and it's available on my AmericanMinute.com website, and people can sign up there. But on Memorial Day, it's interesting, the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier was put in place in 1921, and it has inscribed on the side of it, here rests in honored glory an American soldier known but to God. Of course, the ACLU would have a fit over that. But it's guarded 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. The soldiers march 21 steps, pause and salute for 21 seconds, turn for 21 seconds, and then retrace their steps for 21 steps. And the idea is that the 21 being the highest salute, so a 21-gun salute. And it was President Calvin Coolidge who gave a 1923 memorial address. And I really like this speech. Calvin Coolidge says this. He says, "There can be no peace with the forces of evil. Peace comes only through the establishment of the supremacy of the forces of good." And you look at where we're at today with our war on terror. It says, "There can be no peace with the forces of evil." You know, today we'd have a hard time even describing what evil is. But he goes on to say, "The way of peace lies through sacrifice. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." And so today we're faced with that, that there can be no peace. I recently put a book together on Franklin Roosevelt and his dealing with Nazi terror. And the Republicans at the time wanted to have a negotiated peace with Hitler. And FDR said, there's no reasoning with an incendiary bomb. You can't tame a tiger into a kitten by stroking it. And now it's funny because we have the war on terror, and the parties have switched. Now it's the Democrat movement that want a negotiated peace. But it's interesting that the leaders in the past have had a strong stand to protect our freedoms in America.
Let's take another break. We will be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
And we have returned to visiting today with Bill Federer. We're talking about Memorial Day. We're talking about the way that a Memorial Day developed, and how things have changed over the years. And Bill, as I mentioned earlier, you have several books out. Hitler. You couldn't tame a tiger by stroking it, or something to that effect that Roosevelt said. But you know, France went right along with Hitler. If you remember, we don't remember, but it's in the books. France went along. Chamberlain came back. He visited with Hitler. He came back with a piece of paper that said, you know, we're buddies now, and Hitler isn't going to attack France. Remember that?
Well, yeah, you're exactly right. And we're repeating it now. We're trying to say that, you know, the Islamic terrorists are something we don't have to worry about. But yet, if you look at the Al Jazeera television network, where they actually broadcast in Arabic, they have whole crowds lifting their hands saying, death to America, death to America. And so just like Hitler had a propaganda machine where he would, you know, try to brainwash the people into thinking one thing when he was actually doing another, that we see that's been refined, and now there's a propaganda machine saying you don't have to fear the Islamic fundamentalists. They're peaceful, but unfortunately, you have a 1,400-year track record of Islamic conquest. I put together a book called What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran, A History of Islam in the United States, and it's so much in there, it probably deserve another interview, but I trace how from Muhammad's death in 622 A.D., within 100 years, the Muslims conquered all of Arabia, all of North Africa, which used to be Christian, all of Persia, all of the Holy Land, which used to be Byzantine Christian, all of Spain, all of southern France. They were finally stopped 100 years after Muhammad's death at the Battle of Tours in 732 by Charlemagne's grandfather, Charles Martel. And then I trace through, but they view it as a religious war, even though we don't. But we've seen that the reason that we have a navy, the first major conflict was we fought the Muslim Barbary pirates, and it was Thomas Jefferson who sent our Marines into the Muslim port of Tripoli and Tunis and Algiers to capture and free our American sailors who had been thrown into the dungeons, and they were demanding ransom.
And that's still in the Marine hymn, from the hulls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli.
To the shores of Tripoli. And so we see these battles that were fought. You know, my grandfather fought in World War One. He was in the 338th Machine Gun Battalion, and he was a water-cooled machine gun. And we still have the old gas mask that they gave out to the soldiers. But World War One ended on November 11th, the 11th day, the 11th month, at the 11th hour. And so it was the war to end all wars. President Warren G. Harding gave a speech at 1921 on Memorial Day, for Memorial Day. He says, "On the threshold of eternity, many a soldier, I can well believe, wondered how his ebbing blood would color the stream of human life flowing on after his sacrifice. I can sense the prayers of our people. Let me join in that prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come." And then he recites the rest of the Our Father. But there was such a Judeo-Christian faith there. And then, of course, the Flanders Field was a poem that was written after World War One, and it said, "In Flanders Field the poppies blow between the crosses row by row that mark our place, and in the sky the larks still bravely singing fly. Scarce heard amid the guns below, we are the dead short days ago. We lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders Field." And just a touching poem of those that gave their lives in World War One. And then in World War II, it was the December 7th of 1941, and when 350 Japanese aircraft bombed Pearl Harbor, sunk 400 boats, and 4,000 were killed. And the suicide bombers that we talk about over in the Muslim countries, they had the suicide kamikaze pilots who would fly their planes right into an American ship. And FDR gave his speech, and he said this: "No matter how long it may take to overcome this premeditated invasion, the American people, in their righteous might, will win through to absolute victory." He says, hostilities exist. There is no blinking at the fact that our people, our territories, our interests are in grave danger. And then he ends by saying, "We will gain the inevitable triumph. So help us God." and the recent World War II memorial in Washington, D.C., has over 500 words inscribed on it, but there's not one mention of God. So a lot of people have been sending emails around saying, you know, why did they do this? Well, of course, it was political correctness. They decided to sort of edit out those references.
See, you mentioned earlier in the program, and I even made a little note here. You said, today we don't know what evil is. Our children have been taught, hey, you know, black is white and white is black, and whatever you think is right, because you know you are the one that makes the decisions. And God is out at the present time, and political correctness is in. But we're going to take a break. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
35 years after abandoning the gold standard, the United States is now technically bankrupt. In fact, a recent Fed study now confirms the United States won't be able to pay its future obligations. Meanwhile, financial markets are up. Well, what's going on? A brand new CD from Swiss America will explain it all. Why trusting Wall Street hype is like trusting an emperor with no clothes. How backroom money manipulators have temporarily forced gold prices down, and why this presents such an excellent time to buy gold. This CD will explain the future of gold in 2007 and beyond, and how to seize this great opportunity. Just call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUICOIN. When it comes to your financial future, don't follow the government lead. Instead, take the lead yourself. Just pick up the phone and dial 1-800-289-2646.
Are those nagging aches and pains keeping you from doing the activities you'd like to do? Are you looking for safe and effective nutritional options to support your back, joints, or nerves? Is your skin too dry or lacking that healthy glow? Hi, this is Byron Richards, founder of Wellness Resources. Our most popular structural support nutrient is low molecular weight hyaluronic acid. Hyaluronic acid is the backbone of cartilage. It holds moisture under your skin, and it forms the lubricant in all body joints and the discs of your back. Our customers tell us it is the fastest acting nutrient for joint and low back support they've ever experienced. Our female customers love the way their skin looks when taking hyaluronic acid. Ordering is easy. Call 1-800-717-9355. That's 1-800-717-WELL. Or go to www.dairybrownfield.com, click on the online catalog, and go to health products. All Wellness Resources supplements are 20% off for online orders. Don't let age make you feel old. You have choices at Wellness Resources.
Since 1977, the American agriculture movement has been a major player in agricultural policymaking in Washington, D.C. And now, once again, AAM leads the march for the use of alternative energy sources to lower the use of fossil fuels. Farmers, energy experts, and multinational corporations are all pulling in different directions as gasoline prices continue to soar. Many argue that ethanol is the answer to the energy crisis, but that doesn't guarantee a profit to the American farmer. Imported ethanol from sugarcane is 50% cheaper to produce than from corn. The American agricultural movement supports the use of alternative energy sources such as biomass, U.S.-produced ethanol, biodiesel, wind and solar power, and other energy sources. AAM is a member of 25 by 25 that has the goal to produce 25% of U.S. energy by the year 2025 from alternative energy sources. To join the American agricultural movement, go to www.aaminc.org or call 605-993-6201.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who says, what you don't do is always more important than what you do do. Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned. Visiting today with Bill Federer. It is Memorial Day. Bill, you mentioned a moment ago that you watch Al Jazeera TV. How do you do that?
Well, I saw a special called Obsession. Obsession the Movie.
Okay, good enough.
And it's available on the internet, obsessionthemovie.com, where they give you all these clips from the Al Jazeera television network, hundreds of them. And you get to see interviewing little bitty three-year-old girls, and they hold the microphone up, and they say, "What do you think of the Jews? They're from apes. What about the Christians? They're from pigs." And so they train these kids, and then they interview this one gentleman who was a member of the Nazi youth. And he said that is what Hitler did. He trained the kids that the Aryan German race was superior and the other ones were inferior races and needed to be eliminated from the human gene pool. But he says that what the Islamic terrorists are doing is more dangerous because you can kill Hitler and the whole Nazi machine would stop, but there's no way to stop the Islamic faith that way. You had mentioned sins and how, you know, people today don't even know how to identify evil. In World War I, Woodrow Wilson, get this, proclaimed a national day of humiliation, prayer, and fasting.
And fasting. And that he was not the only one. I've written an article on that very same thing. We've had a half a dozen presidents that wanted the nations to fast.
Yeah.
Fast and
James
pray.
Madison during the War of 1812, Lincoln during the Civil War. But in World War I, May 11th, 1918, Woodrow Wilson said, I, Woodrow Wilson, President of the United States, proclaim Thursday the 30th of May as a day of humiliation, prayer, and fasting, that our fellow citizens of all faiths and creeds should pray Almighty God that he may forgive our sins. And I thought, gee, if you were to do that today, people wouldn't even know what a sin is.
No, they don't. Absolutely not. You wouldn't see these hate laws and this sort of thing happening if people did. I'm going back to
Algeria.
Algeria TV. Are you familiar with Link TV, which is on DirecTV satellite?
No.
Okay. If you have, do you have DirecTV by any chance?
No.
Okay. You know, people say, "Oh, I can't watch TV." You can learn a lot if you know what to watch. If you watch all those stupid sitcoms and some of the
American Idol things that are distractions.
Yeah. But now, Link TV, I don't even know where it originates, but it operates off of a grant. You never see a commercial on it, and it's on DirecTV for the listeners that do have Direct. It's on DirecTV 375, and you just punch to that, and you get, and I don't agree with everything they say. I mean, I don't agree with a lot of things that they say, but what they do, they have newscasts. They actually pick up newscasts from these foreign countries. And while they're speaking in Arabic or whatever they're speaking in, they will have an English person, usually with a very much of an accent, telling us what this fellow was saying. But they show the news clips. It's just like watching ABC, NBC, whatever, except it's coming from over there. They have every afternoon about 3 o'clock, they have a German newscast comes on. It's very, very interesting, but if you watch that for a little while, now I don't mean one day, but if you watch it, you know, regularly, you can get the feeling of how the rest of the world feels about us. And they even have shown cartoons, like what the Muslim nations show their little kids on television. And the little cartoon characters say exactly what you said a while ago, that Jews come from monkeys.
Apes.
Yeah.
Well, they had recently, the Mickey Mouse character that the Muslim television took the character and had him singing cute little songs and telling the little kids to throw grenades and to kill the Jews. And then Disney objected to the use of their, you know, copyright infringement, that they were using their Mickey Mouse to indoctrinate these kids. And but it is an ideological struggle not too dissimilar from how we had to, you know, in the 1930s, say we love the Germans, but we hate the Nazi ideology. And the Cold War, we love the Russians and the Chinese, but we hate the communist ideology. And so today it's we love the Arab and the Indonesian, but we hate the fundamentalist Islamic ideology that says kill the kafir. And, you know, on the Korean War Memorial, it says, freedom is not free. And, you know, I went to Washington, D.C. I ran for Congress a few years ago, a long time ago now. And took my daughter. She was probably about 11, 12 years old. And we went to the Korean War Memorial. And if you've ever been there, there are you walk at it from a distance and you see these humpback-looking creatures in a triangle shape going up a hill. And then you get, as you get closer, you see they're American soldiers with backpacks on, with ponchos over their backpacks. And so they look hunched, but then you look at their eyes, and they're looking over to the side like they heard a twig crack, and somebody looks, you know, like they're tired, but they're pushing themselves on. And then there's the point man, and he's like looking ahead with, you know, with fierce concentration. And you get the feel like, gee, they were really in the midst of, you know, walking through mud and freezing weather and risking their lives. And then you get to the top, and we were up there, and there was this mom with her wheel, baby carriage, and then she had like a 6-year-old girl, and she was taking her little bitty finger and she was tracing it into these letters, F-R-E-E, and her mom saying, come on, come on. She goes, wait, mommy, D-O-M-I-S-N-O-T, and she says, come on, come on, no, mommy, and then she goes, F-R-E-E, and then she runs off. And I thought, what a picture of this little innocent girl with her little tiny finger tracing out the letters, freedom is not free. And to think that men have died and given their life so that we could have a country where there's freedom and peace and so forth. And it is a hostile world, and there are people out there that hate us, and we need to realize that we need to stand strong, stand by our troops, and thank them for willing to risk their lives in a very hostile environment. Because, you know, Iraq has, I think, the second largest oil supply in the world. And so if terrorists get control of that, they can then finance terrorism in a way that we've never seen before. And
Iraq, by the way, their leader is, you can call him the modern-day Hitler or whatever, but he feels towards the Jews every bit as bad as Hitler did, maybe worse. He wants to drive all the Jews completely into oblivion.
Well, you know,
he's made that statement many times.
I recently finished a book entitled The Faith of FDR, and I read through all 4,000 pages of Franklin Roosevelt's public addresses. And Franklin Roosevelt, not only does he mention, he says the whole world's divided between pagan brutality and the Christian ideal. We choose human freedom, which is the Christian ideal. And not only did FDR give out New Testaments to every one of the World War II soldiers, and the foreword to it, I have a copy, says, as Commander-in-Chief, I take pleasure in recommending the reading of the Bible to all who served in the armed forces, signed Franklin D. Roosevelt. But he talks about fighting the war on terror, but it's Nazi terror. He talks about how the Nazis were sending spies into America, that there were new weapons of mass destruction that could blow up our airports. He said how the Nazis have this insatiable desire to wipe out the Jewish race in Europe. He talks about how the Republicans with their peace movement are doing exactly the kind of work that the enemy dictators would want done in the United States, fighting. He says that they abuse for their own political purposes our natural abhorrence for war. And but it was FDR that said, we will demand an unconditional surrender. We had a terrible attack perpetrated against us. It was well-timed and planned. We will not wait for them to attack us again. We will take the battle to them on their home soil. And but, you know, another war, the Vietnam War, where we had 58,000 American troops who died in that time. There was an interview after the war with Bui Tin, B-U-I-T-I-N. He was a communist North Vietnamese colonel. And he said this, and after the war, he fled to France, and then he, you know, eventually he stopped being a communist and talked about how they were deceived by the communists. But he said this, every day our North Vietnamese communist leadership, every day our leadership would listen to the world news coverage over the radio to follow the growth of the anti-war movement in America. He said visits to Hanoi by people like Jane Fonda and former Attorney General Ramsey Clark, gave us confidence that we should hold on in face of battlefield reverses.
Hey, listen, I hear music in the background. We're going to take another break. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com. Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Bill, you mentioned a while ago World War I, World War II, and Germany. You know, during World War I, we had a lot of people that had not been in this country too long that came from Germany, yet we had those same people fighting in World War I over in Germany. And I'm old enough to remember World War II. Now, I was just a kid growing up during World War II, but I grew up in a very German community, and we had people there that had German-speaking kids. Now, everybody spoke English, but they also grew up with their grandmamas and grandpapas who spoke German, so they could understand German and did a pretty good job of speaking German. And as you mentioned a while ago, we liked the German people. There was no problem with the German people. We just hated Nazism. But this thing is different today, is it not?
Well, it is, in the fact that all the different immigrants that had come to America, the majority of them came from a Judeo-Christian background, which says to treat other people nice. The Jews, they have a verse in the Old Testament that says, be nice to the stranger, for you were once a stranger in Egypt. And then Jesus said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. But Islam teaches that the second-class citizens are the Christians and the Jews. Muhammad said to be ruthless to the infidel. It says he commanded to kill the kafir. A kafir is somebody who was Muslim and then switches away from being Muslim. So you see, Muhammad himself was not only a religious leader, he was a military leader. He was a general. He fought in 26 battles and 86 raids. And so when somebody says, what would Jesus do? Jesus never led an army. He was passive. But what would Muhammad do? Muhammad fought. And Jesus never owned slaves. Muhammad owned slaves. Jesus never married. Muhammad had 15 wives plus the women he took in battle. The apostles never led armies. Every one of the caliphs led armies. The caliph was the military and religious sole leader of Islam after Muhammad's death. For the first 300 years of Christianity, there were 10 major persecutions, and Christians were thrown to lions, and they never once led an armed resistance. The first 300 years of Islam, they conquered Arabia, North Africa, Persia, the Holy Land, all of Spain, southern France, at the gates of Constantinople. They spread into Russia and China and Indonesia. The stirrup was a brand new invention. It was a military invention where now you could put the full force of a galloping horse behind your sword. So they developed these curved swords called scimitars so that you could actually slice somebody in half while you're riding at a full gallop. And it was a religion. If anybody doubts it, look up on the internet Tamerlane. Tamerlane was a Turkish Muslim who killed millions of people because he wanted to be a Ghazi warrior. He went down to Delhi, India, and left mountains of skulls, killed hundreds of thousands simply because he wanted to kill the infidel.
And we're going to take a break. We'll be back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
If you're one of the 40 million without health insurance and are worried about health care, then you should know about Qualified Health. Qualified Health is a nationwide non-insurance medical savings program that covers you and your family for less than $3 a day. Everyone qualifies, regardless of your current health condition. As a member, your bills will be a fraction of what they may have been. You'll save on doctor visits, surgery, hospital stays, dental, vision, lab work, prescriptions, and have access to one of the largest health care networks in the country. To sign up or learn more about how you can save hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars on your health care every year, call Qualified Health. Call 1-800-414-1998. That's 800-414-1998. Qualified Health membership is satisfaction guaranteed, and you may cancel at any time. $3 a day is a small price to pay for peace of mind, so if you don't have insurance or you're underinsured, call Qualified Health now. Once again, that toll-free number to call, 800-414-1998, 800-414-1998.
Actions speak louder than words, and if you want this country to wake up, like I do, we have to all do our part. And that's why I'm asking you to join the Paragon Foundation. The one thing that will help more than anything else is your financial support. So by joining the Paragon Foundation, then they can do what they do best, and that's protect your property rights. Here's Executive Director G.B. Oliver.
There has been such an increase in our membership and the people that are calling in here and utilizing this foundation, and that part's exciting. The other side of that deal is the kind of pressure that puts on a guy's infrastructure here, because I'm not in a position to go out and hire a lot of staff and those kind of things, but it limits you as to what you can do.
Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443, or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org. Bill, we're in the home stretch here. We just have about 3 or 4 minutes left. You have written a gob and a bunch of books, and very interesting. The one that I enjoyed probably more than some of the others who had to do with the income tax. But you have done a lot of research. You, as I mentioned earlier in the show, you are a great historian. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your books and how folks can get in touch with you, or how they can get your work?
Oh, thanks, Derry. Well, my website is AmericanMinute.com. That's AmericanMinute.com. And then a toll-free telephone number is 1-888-USA-WORD, 1-888-USA-WORD. And I did do a book called The Interesting History of Income Tax, another recent book called What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran, A History of Islam and the United States, another book called The Faith of FDR, another one called Treasury of Presidential Quotations, and then my bestseller that sold 500,000 copies is America's God and Country, Encyclopedia of Quotations. And, you know, one story that I had in my American Minute in the closing seconds here.
Well, we actually have a couple minutes left.
Oh, okay. In my American Minute for November 13th is when the Vietnam War Memorial was dedicated. I put where in 1966, Marine Sergeant George Hutchings, who's now a friend of mine in the 1st Battalion, 1st Marine Division, Charlie Company, he had over 200 men killed around him during an ambush in Viet Cong. And then months later, he was in another battle and shot three times, bayoneted, left for dead. He received a Purple Heart. But he said this, and he said, on the Vietnam Memorial, there's a name, Corporal Quentin Bice, who was hit in the chest with a rocket running a patrol in my place. A Christian, Quentin Bice had shared the gospel with me, but I didn't understand it until he gave his life in my place. And it's just a touching story of here, this soldier on the battlefield had been witnessing to him, and George wasn't paying attention. And then the commander said, okay, George, run this patrol. And he's like, he was cussing and everything. And he said that they were in a trench, and his socks were all wet, and he had one shoe off, and it was wringing his sock out. And Quentin Bice said, oh, I'll run it for you. And went down, and next thing I knew, all they found was his boots and his helmet. But you know, just the testimony there. And then a little sort of personal trivia. You know, there was a soldier from the Vietnam War in the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier until 1998, when they did DNA tests and found out it was a pilot whose name was Michael Blassie. And the pilot was from my hometown, St. Louis, Missouri. He went to my high school, St. Louis University High School, and was about 10 years older than I was. And so they took his bones out of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, brought them to St. Louis, and buried them in Jefferson Memorial Cemetery. And they said now, because of DNA tests, they will not add any more bodies to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. But it's important for us on Memorial Day to remember that America has been blessed and has this freedom because of the soldiers willing to fight. And I love what Douglas MacArthur said. He said, the soldier practices the highest religious service, sacrifice. And, you know, the one saying that people have the freedom to say whatever they want to say because of the soldier who's willing to pay the price to give them that freedom. And so on this Memorial Day, we do gather and remember those that have given their lives, whether it was the Revolutionary War, the War of 1812, the Indian Wars, the Spanish-American War, the Civil War, World War One, Two, you know, all the way up to the Korean, Vietnam, and the Gulf War, and now the war against terror.
Bill, we're just about out of time. The entire purpose of today's program was just to remind our listeners that this is Memorial Day. It's more than just barbecues, beer, and baseball. And we're out of time, Bill. It's been a pleasure having you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition. And now it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the goods you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
With recent international